gonna lose. I wanna win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data, shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
You should also check out SportsBettingLessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. SportsBettingLessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz. As usual, we have Paolo on the line. Now, Paolo, most people would take a 13-4 record over the last 2 weeks, but sometimes I think you don't think that's good enough.
No, actually, we've done even better than that. 14-1, 15-1, so last time 16-1, but 13-4 is okay, considering the coronavirus. We'll take that. Still a winning week. But the horses was impressive. Hitting
very,
every single
very point. Much so. No, and of course, we had that place parlay that played plus 231. Now, it was so funny. Just today, there was a girl on Twitter that gave a pick, and her pick was to place, and it was a 9-5 shot. Very similar to the horses that we had on Saturday in terms of the odds. And someone said to her, why would you not bet it to win? It's hardly going to pay any money to place. And I laughed out loud to myself. Now, I didn't type anything, but I laughed out loud to myself because that is someone who just doesn't get it. When you could do what we did was take $100, put it on a place parlay, run it through for three of the best favorites. These were the biggest favorites of the day and get back 2.5 to 1 on your money, and two of them won the race, so you don't even have to risk it.
Well, I mean, seriously, when somebody's talking to put on a 9-5 your money to win, and the horse is going to place her show and pay 160 and you made nothing, I that's a terrible bet. There's no point.
Can't argue with you. So what I did today is I looked at three websites. I looked at the Daily Racing Form, I looked at Flash Score, and I looked at ESPN. And really, only one of them is worth talking about. ESPN is telling me maybe in July. They didn't give me an exact date. They haven't given me a schedule. They said maybe in July, baseball or basketball or hockey will be here. Well, it's only June 11th, so that means we got at least three more weeks of talking horses and soccer. So I looked at the racing form, and I looked for Saturday, and there is nothing. Now, next week is the Belmont, which is really weird.
Next week.
If you're a horse racing fan, knowing that the Belmont is in June isn't unusual. Knowing that the Belmont is in June and they haven't run a Kentucky Derby yet, that's really crazy.
I know. And this week, a lot of soccer leagues opened up. But last week, Midland rewarded us after their loss the week before. But last week, they came back, nice odds. But Copenhagen was the best play of the week last week.
Easy winner.
So this week,
here's what we're going to do this week. We're going to talk a little soccer here in the beginning, okay? And then we're going to take a break. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk about some of the business opportunities you've got going so people can start getting a feel for when they're hearing us in different languages. Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Yeah. So we'll start off with the soccer. So the first league that I'm looking at this week is the Spanish league. After so many months that they haven't played, this week Real Madrid, they've got low odds, but I think Real Madrid this week is going to win pretty easily, and I see goals, but I definitely see Real winning easily this week. Another game from Spain is Barcelona with Mallorca. I can see Mallorca and Barcelona both scoring and this game going over 2.5 goals. Moving on, so last week in Belarus, Bati Borisov unbeaten again. Like I said, the most that they would do is draw, but after taking the lead 2-0 and the game went 2-2, So it was a draw. But there's still 10 games undefeated. This week, Bati Borisov is playing against Soligorsk at home. And actually, their value, 2.14. I look for Bati Borisov this week to get the win. I do not see them losing to this team. They're very, very high, very highly motivated to beat this team after last week crumbling after the 2-0. So I really like them this week. We move on to Portugal. Portugal opened up too. I like Braga to win, odds 1.47. And then we go to Denmark. In Denmark, again, I'm giving Midland another, I think Midland's going to win again this week. I don't see them having much difficulty with the team that they're playing. Copenhagen, on the other hand, is playing away from home. Odds almost 2-1, but I just can't see Copenhagen losing any points to this team. I think that Copenhagen will get the win and reward us. So far, they've done it 2 weeks in a row, and we've been doing pretty good in Denmark. Then we move on to Germany. I like Dortmund to win and over 2.5 goals. I like RB Leipzig to win and over 2.5 goals. This team, RB Leipzig, 1 week they win, 1 week they tie, but this week, if we go by the pattern, they're due for a win. And another game from Germany that I like is Bayern Munich, Mickey Glambach. I like over 2.5 goals. I like both teams to score. And in this game, I think that Mickey Glambach can pull the upset and beat Bayern at 8.8 odds. That's a big odd. If it comes out, we're looking at real value in this game because Bayern is due to have a letdown. And this Mickey Glambach team has proven that they can compete with the best of them. Moving on, we move to Greece, where I like AEK Athens to win at 1.75. And finishing off with my last pick, the opening up this week too. And I like Djurgården in Sweden to get the win. Djurgården's a team this year that's doing pretty well. So even though they're coming off the set a big break, I think that they should be able to handle this team and get the win. So this is basically what I like.
Well, yeah, and one of the things I noticed right away when I was trying to follow your picks is how many more pages are on FlashScore. As you remember, maybe 5-6 weeks ago, you didn't even have to use the page down button. There were only four or five countries on there. And now a lot of countries are opening up.
And do you see that Bayern pick? Like, I'm not scared to take chances. 8.8 with Mickey Glambach. Because sooner or later, Bayern is going to lose a game. They will lose. And it's going to happen with the big odds. Because this team, even though they're strong, powerful, but it just comes. And by looking at it and what I see this week, the way it's going, I mean, even if Mickey Glambach loses, but if they pull it off at 8.8, that's pretty good value.
Well, yeah, we've had some of those winners in live play, but I don't think you've given out dog that big to start the game before, at least in this year that I remember.
Only in the NFL.
Right, not this year.
No.
When you listen to Sports Betting Weekly, it isn't the kind of show where we tell you how great we are, and then you got to call in and give us money to find out. We tell you who we like, but part of the reason why you get involved with us is for all the stuff that we talk about once the show ends. Remember, we do the show on Thursday. It comes out on Friday. Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Sunday afternoon. You and I are going back. We're making plays. We're winning money, and that's the beauty of this show. But every show is also available online. If you don't believe me, go back and listen. They'll hear you. Now, you were calling in as Zabriano, but they'll hear you giving out 14 point and 12 point underdogs to win the game outright. And I know at least two or three that you hit.
Well, yeah, the Atlanta Falcons, Buffalo Bills, that was
Cleveland? You hit Cleveland one time?
Yeah, Cleveland one time, but the Bills, that was the biggest shocker.
I think Cleveland might have been the first one. That was when the Bills beat Minnesota, I think.
Yeah. That was a game that you said, how could you come up with this? And it was like 15, 16 to 1, and they blew them away by 38 to 7, something like that.
Yeah, I remember the Cleveland one was the first one because I laughed at you, and then I apologized the next week, and I haven't laughed at you since.
Yeah, and the Falcons, too. Remember the Falcons game at the end? They were losing down and they did it. So we won the NFL. We find some good ones in the NFL. Yeah.
And I am. I'm holding out. All I can do is I can learn about soccer. I mean, I've already done I'm a good horse player. I can play the horses. The problem with me is I'm picky. I don't like playing shitty horse races, and right now there's a lot of shitty horse races out there. So I won't play. You know, the guys, I know guys that are in contests and tournaments. That's not my style. I don't want to have to pick a 19,500 claimer race just because I have to make a bet on the race. That's not the way I roll.
And last week you picked one pretty good in soccer. I think Live Winner in the 83.
Yeah, no, like I said, I'm really excited about soccer, and the most exciting thing for me about soccer is these games aren't at 3 in the morning, so you can watch them. And now that they're real leagues, FlashScore actually gives you the commentary, because even if you can't get the stream, if somebody tells you what's happening, and then you can look at the statistics, you can still find live opportunities like you're watching the game. But when they don't have any commentary, then all they show you is the goals, and that's really, it's hard for you to do it, you know?
Yeah, totally agree. But you're getting good at it. I'm looking forward to Nicaragua when they start again, because that was during the coronavirus, and I don't think we had a bad week there.
No, and they were nice, because they were in the early evening here, so it gave you something to do.
Yeah, and we hit some one play, 13-1, bang bang.
Yeah.
For 30 seconds. Yeah.
Right.
So Nicaragua was good.
No doubt about it. All right. So when we get back from break, we're going to talk a little bit more about the soccer that we talked about, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the future. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
However, the amount is 50 florins.
Well, that's all we got.
Yes, and if we had 60, the bet would be 60.
That's been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you worried you won't be able to find the perfect gift for Father's Day again this year? Well, when you order a souvenir football from championshipfootballs.com, you're receiving a 100% money-back guarantee. You're also getting the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Whether that special present is for a Kansas City Chiefs fan or a member of the LSU Tigers Alumni Association, is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a fan? Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Notre Dame supporter. Do you know a member of the Oregon Ducks Alumni Association? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if you're a Buffalo Bills fan or a Minnesota Vikings fan, well, sorry about that. Yeah, that kind of goes for those New Mexico State Aggies and Tulane Green Wave fans too. It's not nice effort, you had a pretty good season, footballs.com. No, it's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. championshipfootballs.com.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. We've got Paolo on the line. Now, Paolo, we talk about it every week. If you're new to international soccer, and I got to think, if you're in the United States, you're new to international soccer. Would you think that's a fair statement?
Yeah, very, very fair statement.
You have to go slow and listen, because you can't, some of these names, you can't pronounce them if all you speak is English. That one German team that you think has got a chance at the big upset, it's got to have 20 letters in their name.
Yeah, and the thing is that with this week, all these leagues opening up for the first week, we don't know how these teams are going to do. They're unprepared, or if they're going to come back and be like they were. But at least we have to try to see which league still will give us what we want. Because so far, the leagues we've been doing good at is Belarus, Denmark. We've been doing good. Germany, we've been doing good too. I mean, I think I'm six or seven in two the past 2 weeks. And so basically, the other leagues we'll see this week, and we'll get a feel for it. So
But we've talked about that. It's the same. It doesn't matter whether you're coming back from coronavirus or you're coming into a new season with the horses, with UFC. You really have to be careful. You can't be stupid. And that part of the whole sports betting lessons, which is how you bet, is as important as who you bet. It's never more true when you got leagues that are coming back from a break.
Yeah. Like, from all the bets that I gave this week, the one that I like the most is the Bayern Mickey Glambach to go over 2.5 goals and both teams to score. Like, if I'm going to put money, that's the game that I'm really, really going to focus on.
And once we get rocking and rolling and we're talking with more people, one of the things they're going to learn is a lot of the action that we get, you're not going to get if you don't have the right sports book. Having the right sports book is crucial. When I was in Vegas in January, I had trouble putting in some of your soccer bets because they don't offer it. They don't offer it.
That's the thing. If you don't have, that's one good thing with Greece. That Greece and Macedonia, their sports books have every single league. So you're right. If you're really depending on the internet, there's very few books that have all the leagues. And some of them that do have all the leagues, once they see you winning, they'll cut you off. So
right.
I'd rather take my like what you said last time, like you prefer betting at the bookie shops. At the bookie shops, you cut your ticket, you know how much it's paying, and you're going to get paid.
Yep. And they grade you quick. That's the other thing about the offshore, especially with the NFL. If you're waiting for the first game to cash because you need that money to bet the second game, sometimes they take 20 or 30 minutes to grade the ticket. In Vegas, you give them the ticket, they'll pay you sometimes before the game's over.
Yeah, you see, that's the good thing with the bookie shops.
Yeah.
Because if you notice, whoever's betting big money, and I see this with myself when I'm in Greece, whenever you're betting 200, 300 and up euros, the bookie shop on a consistent basis is 9,000, 10,000 a month. So you know you're going to get paid if you're winning 22 times, 23 times a month. But when you're betting on the internet, nobody knows if you're going to get paid, because I've had many times where I haven't gotten paid.
No, exactly. No doubt about it. So speaking of the internet, speaking of bookie shops, the rest of 2020 could turn out to be a great, great, great year for you.
Yeah, because right now, like what I told you yesterday, that we're going to be starting with very soon with this promotion in Greece. We're going to have a lot of followers from Greece. We're also going to be doing our shows, half of it in Greek, so they can listen in and everything. And then slowly, slowly, we're going to be expanding to more cities in Greece. We're going to hit the Philippines as soon as Corona. I've already had the sports book down there that interested in going. So it looks like the more and more, and then we're going to do Greek TV. So it looks harsh. Show is really about just a matter of time before it really takes off once this corona is over.
All right. So if I said to you, Poya sou arase, what does that sound like?
Was that Greek?
It was supposed to be Greek for who do you like?
Poya sou arase. That's it. Yeah.
Poya sou arase.
Poya sou arase.
We do. I don't know if you're familiar with the movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yeah.
We watch it in our house a lot because Greek, Italians, any kind of Mexican, any kind of Spanish, any kind of family that has the culture of that family is going to see some funny stuff in there, because the Greeks may do it one way, but the Italians do kind of the same thing a different way. And so we love that. And I'm very excited to learning some Greek.
Well, yeah, because right now, just think of the opportunities that we're going to have right now when we're going to have all this Greek following from different, and this is just from one city. So when we get to more cities and more cities in Greece, I mean, all these people are going to be coming on, listening to the show. So we got to do a little bit like repeat the pick, because some of them don't speak English, so we gotta do the Greek translation. And as you know, the Greek, everything is legal down there, bookie shops, everything. So 24 hours a day, like I said, they even want us to have a whole channel concentrating on the 24-hour gambling. And this is what we want, 24 hours gambling.
Now, the only thing, you're not going to be able to trick me into saying that I have 3 testicles, because I saw the movie.
Yeah, but could you believe this, that this Greece thing, like, taking off like that? And, like, remember what you said, like, the countries that have legalized sports betting, even though there was coronavirus, and I talked to the guy that has the newspaper and the publicity and all that, and I looked at his page, and I saw coverage of so many sports teams, so many this, so many that, and, like, and the other show that I text you to see, I mean, these guys, as soon as there was no betting, they were having a hard time making money. So the economy started to boom again because betting opened up.
Well, one of the things we talked about recently is Caliente celebrating 104th anniversary. So Caliente is like so much older than Las Vegas. People don't realize how long Caliente is. And because we have a great relationship with them, we're going to not only be speaking Greek, we're going to be speaking Spanish too.
And not only that, that was really bad luck for us, because when we started off with Caliente and we were giving those Mexican plays, you saw how many plays came out and won Big Gods also. But then it shut down because the Mexicans are like the Greek, fanatic about gambling. They are fanatic. They put the money down. And like you said, when you know how to cover their leagues, we're going to get followers. So we're turning this show into international.
They both love their soccer, and I'm falling in love with it too. And I've talked to quite a few people in the last few weeks. You know, I still talk to, I don't know, 10, 15 guys a week. And I told them, I said, I'm telling you right now, you're going to change how you view soccer going forward. It used to be, as you know, in America, the World Cup, and that was it.
Yeah, but right now it looks more, because imagine during the winter again, there's another shutdown of the coronavirus in North America. But soccer is going to go on because, proven fact, even in the heart of coronavirus, there was still soccer. So no matter what, we're always going to have soccer. So soccer is a guaranteed commodity to make money. Besides anything else.
And I mentioned it a couple times. I give Chris Martinez from a Dude Agency. He's out in Tijuana. He came on our show really early, 4 or 5 years ago, and he said that's why soccer is so much better to bet, because as you've told me, there are 1,000 leagues in 100 countries, and you only got to find 6 or 7 winners, and you do it every week, buddy. Anything else?
No, that's it. I think we've covered it all. And this week, obviously, like I said, we're going to prepare the banner and everything for the Greek thing. So soon, that's going to start, and then we're going to have to be talking in Greek also.
I'll be practicing my Greek at the dinner table.
I look forward to it.
All right. So as always, check out the sportsbettinglessons.com, putting your email address.
One more thing I forgot. This week, I forgot to mention, the Italian soccer opened up also. And but they have cup games. And cup games, like I told you, I don't really like to follow. But in the Inter-Napoli game, I like Inter not to lose that game, the plus 0.5. I wanted to mention that.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you did mention how the cup games, you tend to skip those weeks.
Yeah, I tend to skip them because anything goes in that. And it's coming back from cup games. I mean, I don't think who's going to go full out blast.
Yeah, no doubt. And then don't forget to sportsbettingweeklylive.com. That is the URL that you can always find our very last show. You don't have to do a lot of clicking around the internet. Sportsbettingweeklylive.com. You've been listening to Sports Betting Weekly.